You see, I think it's a good lesson in intellectuality, in derech. Because the mistake that I think people are making, and why they don't understand it, is because they're forgetting what they're trying to define. In other words, they're looking at it like a derisa and trying to define tziruf, and that's not the point here. Because it's really a drabanon that it's nearer kishtei mekamos. So you have to define nearer. Do you know what I mean? The mistake is to try to put this into objective definitions, like people trying to use old answers, old methods for a new problem. Right, you know what I mean? It's a different kind of a problem. It's a problem of nearer kishtei mekamos. That's the nature of the problem. So in the problem of nearer, you have two positions. One holds that you have to have it has to be two groups. And once it's yashnu, that's one state. And now when they awake, it's a new group. So, but if one guy falls asleep, it's not a new group. One guy does not make a group. That's Tanakama. And the Rabbi Yosha maintains that the group has to be a functional group. Functional with regard to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So therefore, he holds that if they're all not functional, so it's going to be a new group. But he has a special halacha of tziruf, that if you're in an in-between state, you mitzvah to the group. So it's the same group. But if one guy falls asleep and left the group, and now he comes back, that's shtei mekamos again. See, all you have to do here is define the shtei mekamos idea. If you lose sight of that and you're trying to look at it objectively, like a regular problem, is it tziruf, is it not tziruf, is it what happened by Yashan, you're getting lost. Because it's not, that's what the Rashbam tries to head us off and help us out when he says it's a chumra balma. So you can't define this like you ordinarily would define other areas. You can't define this like you define other areas.
But so what's the difference between the improper kind of tziruf you said would apply here and the type of tziruf that Rabbi Yossi is using with misnamnim?
Say again.
You're using the idea of tziruf in the svara for Rabbi Yossi, right?
Yeah, because Rabbi Yossi has the reason why we're using tziruf in the svara of Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi has a definition of a second group that lends itself to the idea of tziruf. You know what I mean? That's a caveat of his position. In other words, he has a definition of a group as functional.
Right.
That's his definition. Now, functional is going to lend itself to tziruf.
How does it lend itself to tziruf?
Because if you have people that are completely incapacitated, plus you have people that are semi-incapacitated, mm-hmm. I'm just using description, but so there's a tziruf because they partake of a certain quality. Like he's if you ask him, he'll answer. So therefore, he's mitzuruf because he's semi-conscious. And semi-conscious could be mitzuruf. But you can't have such an idea by Yashin, according to the Tanakhama. It doesn't lend itself to that.
The Tanakhama, even if you're totally sleeping, you're mitzuruf.
Yeah, because he has a different concept of shtei chaburos. He has a different concept of nira. His idea of nira is that it's qualitatively a different group. So it was a yashin and or are qualitatively different phenomena. So that's what makes the group. It's a qualitatively differentiated group. So the only way you're going to have a new group is if the group is defined by that qualitative state. So he has a different problem.
But then the whole group has to...
That's exactly right.
One individual doesn't define the group.
That's right.
Right. I don't have a problem with that. I don't understand, according to Biosi, why one individual still doesn't define a group according to Biosi. It's a concept.
That's
right?
Correct.
So even if one individual falls asleep, the group hasn't changed.
No. That's where you're wrong, because his definition of a group is a functional group.
Okay.
So the moment the guy falls asleep, he's out of the group. Now when he wakes up, that's Shtema Kamos again.
Even though it's the same group?
It's not the same group for him.
So
he went away and came back.
You're saying since he lost his Seraph, it's a new group.
Yeah, exactly.
Why, according to Tanakama, since the guy loses his Seraph when he falls asleep,
he's working on a different problem with Tanakama. He has a different premise. His premise is a different group is two qualitatively differentiated systems. So you can't make it qualitatively differentiated by one guy. Like Aristotle says, one swallow does not a summer make.
So you're saying even though he loses his seer when he falls asleep, since he's coming back to the
term?
What's that?
One swallow?
Yeah, because the swallows of Capistrano was a sign of summer.
It's a bird.
It's a type of bird.
So you see one, it's a sign of summer.
Right. So you're saying that according to Tanakama, even though he does lose his seer when he falls asleep, since he's coming back to the group in the same original state, that's not two groups?
No. He doesn't lose his seer. The group didn't change. The group has to change by being qualitatively defined as something different.
But in Rabiosi, the group didn't change either.
His relationship to the group changed.
Right. So, according to Rabiosi,
he left and now he came back. So
the group hasn't changed.
But the group has changed vis-a-vis him. He left that group because he's not conscious anymore.
And according to the Tanakama also, he left the group and it's changed vis-a-vis him because he's not conscious anymore.
No, but the Tanakama is working on something else. He's working on defining the group as another entity. And
why is
one guy doesn't have that problem.
Why does everybody else need it to be a new group as a new entity?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of in the framework of the function of Achila, why does he need that to be a new group? Like, where's the two new Chabura according to Biosi? You're saying relative to him, it's like a new Chabura.
Yes, because he walked out and came back. So
right, I understand.
That's a different concept.
He's not a leader, he's a sleeper.
It's a different concept of Shtei Chaburas, according to Rabiosi.
Right. I understand if you were to say that that's the machlokes. Because according to Rabiosi, he looks at a new group relative to the person who fell asleep. According to Tanakama, he looks at a new group objectively.
That's
you are saying that.
Yes.
Okay. I saw you were not saying that.
So that's
the whole thing. According to him, objectively needs a different group. According to Biosi, relative to him, it's a new group.
That's right.
Okay.
Sure, you think I actually leave the
that's only because they have different premises.
Yeah. That's
accidental, this subjective.
That's correct.
See, that's what I don't get. You're saying according to this definition of the group, it makes it relative.
What I'm saying is, if you're going to define group as two different qualitative states,
then
you have one system to work with. If you're going to define group as a functional phenomenon, you have a different system to work with.
So you're saying since it's Rabiosi defines as a functional group, now you define it relative to him?
Since Rabiosi defines it as a functional group, so relative to him, it's Shtei Chaburos, because he left and he came back to another Chabur.
Right. Well, why does that, the fact that it's a functional group, why is that two separate machlokes? Why does the fact that it's a functional group make it now what goes relative to him? Could that have also been an objective?
No, because it's two groups. In other words, if you're saying functional, and now he's not functional, so now he's encountering another group.
And if you say, the Tanakama, that it's like a different state, a qualitative different state?
You have to define the group as a different group. That's a different system. There are two different systems here.
That's the only way to define a different group.
The
only way to define a different group according to that is not to say
that the
group
that guy actually leaves, not Yashin. Actually leaves and comes back. Would that be
how you define a group?
The
way you define a group is only through the whole group.
In functionality, as well.
Appearance.
Okay.
So one holds what is the appearance of Shtei Chaburos as an objective change.
Okay.
In other words, if the Chabur objectively changes. So one guy falling asleep doesn't objectively change anything. So that's why it's good.
Right. And the other side.
And the other side has a different system. His system is the definition of group is in terms of function.
So
if a guy is non-functional, he's out of the group. When he comes back, it's Nerkish Techaburos.
I mean, since it's functional, what makes it look like two Chaburos goes by the guy himself?
Since the halacha is functional, so if he left the group, so he's coming back to a second, he's coming back to a subjectively, he's coming back to another group.
What looks like another group?
It's subjective. According to Abiyosi, it's a subjective system. According to the Tanakhama, it's an objective system. So as objectively, you've got to change the group. That's the Tanakhama system. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's a subjective system. Because once you introduce the idea of functional,
right,
now you're getting into a subjective thing. It's not an objective thing. It's functional is relative to you.
But we're not trying to identify the group.
Right.
In both.
In both.
Matzah and Karm Pesach. Isn't that amazing? What's the significance of that?
That's
what's the Gematria of Chesedalah?
Which one do you read?
I think he says in both.
And it's the same law.
Yeah.
The other one's here.
Okay. Yeah. I saw it in Karm Pesach. I didn't realize he brings it down high. I didn't know what he was talking about. Maybe I didn't look at that one. And I have Karm Pesach.
Alright, you do.
Okay. Krabi Anabichos Chomitzimatza.
Misha Yasham Betocha Sa'uda Vehekis Eno Chose Ve'Ocha B'nei Chabur Sheyashnu Mitzasam Betocha Sa'uda Chosen Ve'Ochlan Mi'ed Mokulon Ve'Ne'oru Lo Yochud Isnam Mokulon Yochud.
So how's he learning? I mean, who's he learning like? Yeah, it's funny how you...
Let's take one halach at a time. Misha Yashim Sukhasim Vahek, it's in a Chazorach. Why? Because he's encountering another group. B'nei Chabor is Yashim Mutsasim Vahasim Vahasim Vahokhun.
Isn't this like Tosfos?
So once it won't be a steward to the first halacha?
Isn't that just when it's one guy?
So why should, if one guy falls asleep, he can't come back?
No, he's saying that's himself. A suda. He's by himself. It's one guy.
Misha Yashim.
Oh, yes, he's the only
himself.
Guy.
Yeah.
He's the only guy.
So it comes out that any time he's near the moon.
That's like the whole
he lost his group.
Right, yeah.
He lost his group.
He is the group.
Right. It's funny that he brings it up separately,
what's
though.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Why is that different than just the whole group falling asleep?
It's got to be that he's alone,
it is,
though.
It's the same.
So why did he bring it down?
Yeah, it's weird.
No, what do we want to bring it down?
Why does the Rambam mention that?
Why doesn't he just say Mitzas and Kulon? Why does it just say one?
Let's not worry about that. Well, it makes sense, right?
It doesn't make sense. Yeah. Right. So it comes out whether
just equating the one guy with the group. And it's nam nimu kulan. What's the aloha?
Yochlo.
Yochlo.
So we see paskins
like that.
That's like Tosfos, right? Just near any near demu is lo yochlo, and any nisnam demu is yochlo.
Then you need to move. So why does he have, why does he have one halacha?
Just say near the Miloyaku and it's not right yet.
Every three cases.
I guess he's a good point to the Gemara, no? Because that's the way the Gemara takes it.
No. Gemara does because he's my focus. No, he's possible.
That's what I'm saying.
If the afternoon falls deep asleep, you could still go back. That's neither.
Not according to him.
Yeah, what's the second one? What's the lacha if.
Never mind. No, it's not. It's kind of common. Yeah, but not. Not Kamaku on a
call. Kamaku would be.
Yeah. And it's cool. Cool? Cool one
is Yoko.
Point the
Rama?
Oh,
it's Nanu.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then it's Nanu and
Mikasa. Certainly good.
Yeah, certainly good, because Yashinu was.
His name is Ivan Kulan.
Yeah, I mean, he's like the Tanakama, no? That only near the Mikulan is.
Near the Mikasa or near the Mikulan. He's not even Tanakama.
This Mukulan is
a Biyosi. He's just learning Biyosi's
different.
He's learning Biyosi holds.
Doesn't he say Yashin Mukhtasam Tachasuda Chosin Rokhman?
Yeah.
Yashin Mukhtasam.
Yeah.
Only Yashin Mukulan.
So in other words, the Tanakama there.
Oh, hold on. He's probably not Tanakama.
Yes, I just said.
But not the last case.
Not the last case.
Last case is.
This Mukulan Yoku is not the Tanakama.
How do you know?
Yeah, there is.
No, it's a Biyosi.
Why?
Because if it's the only one that has the Snamun. In other words, he's saying the Snamun Mukulan is okay, because the Snamunu.
We learned that.
For the Tanakama. For the Tanakama. The Tanakama is Yashnu, means Nirdimu, meaning right. Nirdimu Miktasan is Yoku. Nirdimu Kulan is Lo Yoku.
Lo Yoku.
And any, and then, and whether it's Miktasan or Kulan with Nisnamnimu, then it's Yochlu, according to the Tanakama.
Tanakama,
the only case where it's Lo Yochlu is Nirdimu Kulan. Yes, it is a Tanakama.
Oh, it's
Tosu.
It's a
Tanakama. Yeah, Tosu.
Is that Ram is going according to Tanakama?
The way we have
Tanakama.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the Rambam's learning that Rabbi Yosi is being mefarish the
Tanakama. Why?
Because really, near the new Kulan is Lo Yochlu, because it's a new group.
For the Tanayama?
For the Tanakama.
Okay. It's not, isn't that, we don't want the Tanakama that way, do we?
Yeah. The Mukulan, yeah.
The Nechaborsh and Yashin Mukhtasan.
Near the Mukulan is loyal.
But Yashin Mukulan.
Near the.
No, it's confusing.
Near the. Yashin.
Right.
Yashin Mukulan loyal.
Yeah, but Misnam Mukulan Yochlu was that we learned at the Tanakama. Why, I mean, why is he not exactly Tanakama?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Your guess is just been mafarish that according to the Tanakama, the Snamnimu is not Yashin.
It's mafarish the Seifa.
Right.
Right.
That Yashin and the Snamnimu are two different phenomena.
You're right.
What does the Ravid say?
Yeah, right. Ravid says, Im Pesach haya ochel. Or Mishiyashim Masechus Yudah Vehikitz in Chozer Biyocha. Right. I guess it's just the Rambam. What's the Rambam talking about? He's talking about Matzah, Pesach, Suda? It's funny, he's talking about Suda.
Yeah.
That's the probably, think, probably problem with Rambam. It sounds like he's talking about just the Suda.
So what is it for everyone?
It says, Im Pesach haya ochel Vehu Yechidi. I guess he's saying, and if it's not Pesach,
so far he's like the Rambam, right?
What?
So far he's like the Rambam.
I'm not sure because here the Ravid's saying it's only Bizman Ha Pesach where you're not allowed to go continue eating. And you can't continue eating the Pesach itself. Rambam's not talking about the Karim Pesach. Right, and I'm just talking about anything.
So what does the Ravid want?
The Ravid's just saying it's a lach and Pesach. If you're eating the Pesach and falsely, you can't eat the Karim Pesach itself.
Because it's Hadas.
Because it has a Hadas, it's Pasuk Kachim, right, or something like that.
So Kachim.
Right. But by just stam nowadays, if you're eating anything, the whole suda, if you fall asleep, fine, you have to make another bracha, but if you're allowed to continue eating, just wash again.
You're cool, huh?
What?
Even if everybody falls asleep.
If everybody falls asleep, if it's not only a few guys, they have to make another bracha. Right. We also read Rabbi Yossi Lameimar that Fila Kulon in this Nam will Yochlu, the law of Ezechadas, the guy Pesach, will the Gabi Achila, Nami Lav Esaka. So you don't have to make a new bracha, and then probably there's no psul in the Pesach. The Kalik of Yossi, the Rabbi Yalafine. And we don't like Rabbi Yossi because Rabbi Paskin's like him.
What is the Yaga? Which case is Yaga in the Rambam?
I think he's letting the Rambam's talking about matzah also.
Both.
Clear, right? Because Rambam's not talking about Pesach here. The halacha before was just matzah, right?
Right, so he argues, he says, by matzah you can just wash again.
By matzah you can just, yeah, wash again. It's a din of bracha, but there's no din of, you can't go back and eat.
It's a hefsek.
Right.
So Gavi Pesach is a posel. Gavi Achil is a hefsek. And Rabbi Yossi says that Nisnam Nemu is not Esach Adas to Gavi Pesach. So it's not possible. And Gavi Achil is not considered a hefsoker. Disagrees with the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say, "Mi shiyashim b'soch asur v'heikis sein echaz v'ocho"? If it's matzah,
right?
And the same thing with neidim ukulam v'neuru lo yochel. Why by matzah should you say that? Because it's just a hefsek. Hefsek, so you can wash again.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of crazy because it's also this is before the afikoman, no?
Right.
So you didn't even you can't even say Zeichel Pesach on the Afikoman.
He's talking about the Sechel Suda.
Yeah.
So the writer holds that what? That is Messiah Tassar Kurt Suda Pesach on the Torsen.
Right.
But if it's just Matzah, it just washes again.
Why not?
So that's it.
Right. How do you argue on that?
Yeah, it's probably good. So the Magen Mishnah, of course, is going to justify the Rambam.
But the Magen Mishnah is not even realizing the difference is you can't just say matzah. But the Mefarshim hold matzah, it's because they hold Zeichel Pesach.
Yeah, so I thought I was going to say similar to the Magen Mishnah.
The what?
That since we have an Afikoman, so Afikoman is Makom Pesach, so it's going to possibly be Afikoman.
Afikoman with Makom Pesach? But you didn't eat the Afikoman yet?
No. But it'll become possible.
What'll become possible? The Afikoman?
Yeah.
Why?
because it's Mokum Pesach.
Yeah, but even the Pesach, if you fasted before you start eating the Pesach, who would hold you not allowed to continue eating?
Because the Pesach is Pesach.
Why is Pesach Pesach?
Because you fell asleep. You see if that's.
You mean it's like the Arab Chaim? And once you do Yachatz and then Afikoman, if you have Hesach Hadass from it, you can't eat Afikoman?
Right.
It's like something like that. Once you create the Afikoman, it has like a shame Pesach at this point. If you have Hesach Hadass from it, the Ram really holds that you can't eat from it. It's like a...
What makes a chibur?
That's what makes it a shame after Koma. I think there's a real...
But he can't eat anything. We'll say by Pesach, according to Ram.
Okay.
What does Ram say by Hilchos Pesach?
He just says, Kfar b'yarni b'yachos chomitzi matzah, shu'tom halal b'sha'as achilaso, b'sh'ein b'nei chabura chuzun v'ochlen achar sh'nir dimu b'shina, afilu b'tchilas halayla.
V'ein what?
She'ein b'nei chabura chuzrin v'ochlen achar she'nirdim u'b'shina afilu v'tchilas halayla.
They can't eat anything.
Chuzrin v'ochlen. I mean, if I just said this round, I'd say chuzrin v'ochlen the Pesach, no?
Once the Pesach was Nifsal, so you have no matir for the Suda. Because the whole Suda revolves around the Pesach. And once the Pesach was Nifsal, there's no heta for the whole Suda.
Okay.
Because that's the Iker HaSuda, so if you can't eat the Pesach, you can't eat the Suda at all. Yol Achila's bottle, because the Achila is Nitfal the Pesach. And if the Pesach is bottle, that's the way he seems to learn. I don't know where you got that from, but that's the way he seems to learn. So that would explain the matzah too. Because the matzah is Afikamas. So once the Afikamas is possible, so you can't eat anymore.
You can't eat anything anymore.
Sooner or later.
And what creates the Shem Afikoman, the Achatz? And why do you have an Afikoman before you get the Afikoman?
The Ram doesn't have Yachatz.
He doesn't have Yachatz at all?
No.
So why is there even Afikoman?
So what's the designation of the what is the according to the Torah, there's no Yachatz. What's the designation of the Matzah Shel Korban Pesach?
You don't need a designation.
Any Stam Matzah? So how can you have Shemira?
That's
Shmur. I assume Shmur Matzah, right?
Shmur. No, but how can you have Shemira over... How can... I know that. I'm not telling you. Shemira over the Matzah.
He's right. It doesn't appear from the Rambam that he learns like the Rush. Because he says that he should eat the matzah at the end, it's posek. So what makes it the afikoman is that he should posek mitoch achilah sheyesh ba mitzvah.
Right.
So how could that? There the Ravid is right. What's the psal? You can't possibly have it. It's not a chefter shel karbon. The Ram doesn't hold that the afikoman is a chefter shel karbon.
Okay.
He holds it's a locha that you have mesayim the suda with dover sheyotzen bar yidei mitzvah.
Okay.
So it's not a chefza. So the rabbi's kasha is good. So why can't he eat? Why can't he wash again and eat?
Right. The guy hasn't even done that yet. He hasn't eaten the matzah b'chana.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's even if you say, I mean, by Pesach, I could understand it because I could say the Ikesuda revolves around the Pesach. So once the Pesach is nifsal, the whole suda is bottled.
Right.
But with regard to matzah, according to Rami, can't say, because he never learned that matzah is a chefza shel carbon. That's the Rush's idea.
Right.
He just learned that the mitzvah is to be mafsik sugas on mitoch dover she yotzim bar mitzvah. So why, if he falls asleep, can't he, if you're gonna, even if you're going to say it's a hefsek, so why can't he be washed again and eat? Good catch on the Rama.
How's that?
Yes, so the Rama holds mitzvah l'sapa b'nissim b'nifloch b'lai l'azeh. So it'll be a nice chiddush. But the Rama holds that the mitzvah really is sipur. So since the mitzvah is sipur, how do you eat?
Maybe you chayv and sipur, how do you eat?
Chayv and sipur,
how do you eat? Both
together,
right?
Can't do both together.
Right.
So the answer is that the achila is a kiyum in the sipur.
I guess it's a demonstration.
Good. Same thing. So, but if he's mafsik, suda, so now he's not tied to the mitzvah halayla anymore, so now he's chayv and sipur, he has no matzah to eat. In other words, the matir of suda is because the suda is in sipur. The mitzvah is really sipur. So how do you eat? You know the chayv and sipur kol halayla?
Right.
All night. So the answer is because the achila is really, that's why Ram says the achila is ba'aseva. It's a kin to be mesiv b'shas achila because it's all a continuity of sipur. Different forms of sipur. The suit is a form of sipur. Now you get to l'cheira, so it's a form of sipur. But if what? If you mafsik, if you mafsik after the mitzvos, so then there's no continuity of sipur.
Because the next suda is not going to have any mitzvahs in it.
That's right.
For suda.
That's right. Next suda has no mitzvahs.
You have to wash again with the ribus.
That's right. So you can't do it. You have no matzah for suda. It's very nice. Right.
There's no intermission.
There's no intermission.
That's like this. It explains the idea why the Ram ends the suda with mitzvah also.
Yeah.
Because defining the nature of the suda, you convey it on the mitzvah, and the middle is the mitzvah, and the has to end off. It's a different type of nature of the suda. Is a suda that ties into
the suda. You mean the suda has to be a mesaper.
Right.
So that's how the suda is a mesaper, because you end it with a davar shemekayim ba mitzvah. Very good show. We're both with the very nice. Sure.
And you can't have it, turns out, so you can't have a hesek in the sefer.
That's right. Once you have that, then you're going to have to be...
Convey a new meal.
Convey a new meal. The new meal is very good.
Right. You don't have to have different meals or shas.
That's right.
It's good, like this Lashon Halacha test. Ches Halacha test. When you bring it down.
Ches. Ches
and test there.
It's very nice.
Like Ches, he brings down like the mitzvah, you eat the matzah, you eat the bracha, and all that stuff. This is about Achakach Nimshach Besuda.
Yes.
It's like a hemshach of the mitzvah.
Where is that? Parag what?
Ches test.
Yes.
Like you have to give me Moshech and the Suda, Okamashi Rosh
Nimshach.
Yes, like it's Achakach, your Nimshach and the Suda, continuing the Suda of the. That's
very
right, earlier.
Right.
It's over.
But in the end, you have to come back to the mitzvah.
Just need a meal.
Just like a continuation of the Chiddush Mitzvah. It's amazing how I learned it that way.
It's amazing that Rambam learned that the mitzvah of the Saper. It won't be. You can't eat because you have. You continue to chayav a sapper.
Then there's no problem.
And Ram holds kol hazalah, right? That's the night.
The
kol hazalah.
I mean, the rice.
The rice. That's very good. That's excellent. It's a beautiful job.
That's how
it is. Okay, everybody. I think we'll stop there. It's good. Very good job.